What if the people you're trying to convince to slow down AI aren't the ones who actually decide how fast it goes? The AI safety movement bets on public pressure, but the real decisions are made by a handful of officials and executives more worried about China. The twist? The very data we use to claim public concern may be irrelevant to the people who matter. Who actually controls the pace of the AI race? The White House released Winning the Race, America's AI Action Plan, in July 2025, outlining policy goals to win the AI race. But internal White House factions are wrestling over how to handle AI. The real decisions are made in these closed-door battles. How much does public opinion really matter to these decision-makers? 77% of Americans distrust both businesses and government agencies to use AI responsibly. People trust technical ability, but are skeptical about safety and security. Yet, opinion polls showing growing concern are often ignored by those in power. What are the real incentives driving the people in charge? Financial pressure pushes companies to prioritize capability over safety. US tech giants influence policy and shape information, while incentives between officials and the public are misaligned. AI capabilities outpace safety measures, and corporations face incentives to automate labor, risking mass unemployment. What does it actually look like when AI safety advocacy does reach the people who matter? It looks like researchers engaging directly with EU regulators during the AI Act drafting process. It looks like OpenAI's charter structuring governance constraints, constraints that even its own board eventually tried to override. It looks like the departure of Jan Lyker from OpenAI in 2024, who said safety took a back seat to shiny products, a defection that landed inside the labs and among funders in a way that no social media campaign has. The interventions that moved the needle targeted the handful of people actually in the room. Instead of trying to mobilize public opinion to pressure decision makers, a more effective lever may be to directly influence the incentive structures of the small number of actors who control the AI race. Imagine a safety dividend that rewards companies for demonstrable safety practices with faster regulatory approvals or preferential access to government contracts. That aligns profit motives with safety outcomes, and it doesn't require convincing a mass audience first. The people who decide how fast this goes aren't waiting to be convinced by a viral video. They're waiting for a competitive landscape that makes slowing down feel survivable. That is a different problem, and it probably has a different solution.